Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm going to bring on now Claude Bouchard. Claude is with the Quebec Review and is in Salt Lake City covering the Olympics. Something we haven't talked too much about, but it's actually beginning to turn into quite a controversy, is the controversy over the Russian and Canadian figure skating or ice dancing gold medal that was given out the other evening. If you haven't heard, there's a huge controversy. The Canadians apparently skated a perfect performance. Jamie Salais and David Pelletier. And apparently defeated the Russian pair of Anton Sekarulidze and Yelena blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry. I can't pronounce these names. I'll need to get something phonetic. But in any event, the Canadians won, huh, Claude?
There's no doubt about that, Phil. The Canadians did win. We feel it. Everybody who was at the venue that night also saw what we all saw. It was a perfect skating performance by our team. And we're very disappointed, not only in the Olympic judges and certainly disappointed, I think, in the way the Americans have responded, too. We would have hoped that there'd have been more support from America, considering what Canada has done here over the last 5 months, backing America up in Afghanistan. And we have done quite a bit, and we're sick and tired. We're just sick of it. And the Canadian team had a meeting last night. The skaters had a meeting last night. We have gone to the Olympics countless times. We have fielded so many different teams only to see our chance for gold be taken away from us. This time, though, is different. This was not any failure on the part of the athletes. This was a failure on the part of the judging. And so far, the shocking part is America is silent about it.
Well, America is silent about it. I mean, it's not... Is it America's place?
Well, I think it's America's place to say something. America right now is flexing all this muscle in Afghanistan, but you want them to go to bat for Canada? No, sir, that's not going to happen. They flex all the muscle they want in Afghanistan. You say, well, would you back up the Canadian people and back up the Canadian athletes? What's the answer we get? No, forget it. You're Canadian and you're just you're an afterthought. You know something? We should have seen this coming. I think Canadians should have seen it all along. America is self-absorbed.
Well, wait a minute. You're turning this into America's problem. You're saying...
No, Phil, we're saying America has a great deal of influence. Why don't you do something about it? We're sick and tired of being stepped on. And if you can do the things you're doing in Afghanistan right now, why can't you do something for our team? The Canadian sport of hockey, which, of course, has spread international. And you've done nothing for us. We're just really...
Well, you sound really angry, and I don't know whether you share that.
But I'm speaking for a lot of Canadian journalists. I speak for a lot of Canadian athletes. I'm speaking for a lot of Canadians right now. I'll tell you that as far as we're concerned, the United States of America has the ability to get the gold medal for the Canadians. They have the ability to exert the influence that needs to be exerted on the international judges to get this gold. And if you do not, if you refuse to, then Canada can play a few cards here of our own, because you can make all the jokes you want about how seemingly powerless or impotent Canadians are. But I can tell you right now, if you decide that you want to stick it in us and make us bleed, then we can make you bleed too. I can tell you that.
Are you taking this personally? It almost feels like you're talking to me.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the entity of the United States. But yes, if you want, I'm addressing you. As Canadians, we're tired of having all of our youth, all of our great, strong youth go to the Olympics, only to find that we get cheated, that we get beaten like dogs, that we are talked about like dogs, like our country is used as a flag is used as a garbage can.
Well, if any country's had a flag used as a garbage can, it's been America. But let me just say...
Oh, Phil, you guys have all the power.
No, wait a minute, Claude. Let's let you and I stay civil, okay?
Well, I'm going to try to stay civil, but I'm not asking now. I'm telling America that you got to help us.
All right, Claude Bouchard is with us. He writes for the Quebec Review. You guys lost the gold medal in the figure skating. You think there's something America can do?
Well, I tell you this much. Right now, the Canadian National Board that reviews hockey and also the Canadian Hockey Foundation, along with the Canadian journalists that cover hockey across the country, are reviewing the licensing agreements with the United States. If the United States decides that it will not help Canada retrieve its gold medal in figure skating, then I've got a little news flash for you, and maybe the rest of the people listening would like to hear this too. You will not be allowed to and will not be licensed to play hockey in your country, and the Canadian government will pull its troops from Afghanistan.
All because of a gold medal?
No, it's no. No, hold on.
No, that's what it is. You would deny Americans the right to play hockey, and you would pull your troops out of Afghanistan because you didn't get a gold medal in the figure skating.
No, it is a matter of principle, though, Phil. It is a matter of the fact this happened on your native soil. It happened in Salt Lake City, that Canadians once again get slapped across the face, that someone would take their open hand and slap the entire Canadian nation across the face by stealing a gold medal from us. If the United States thinks they are so damn tough, then come in and help us get the gold medal back. It's time America paid Canada back for all we've done for the U.S., and it is time that America begin to respect Canada and show us a little bit respect. Otherwise, you don't play hockey in your country. And you know what will happen then, Phil? The only sport in your country that takes any kind of manhood to play will be deprived from you. And
oh, man, now you're saying, in other words, that your hockey gives us all...
It's the only sport you play in America that takes any manhood. I'd like you to name another one.
How about American football?
You know, Phil, don't make me laugh. Canada's a very powerful nation. You don't want to mess with us. You don't want to begin to even think about messing with us. You get the gold medal back for us, you get to play hockey. You don't get the gold medal back for us, and you're going to piss off 33 million Canadians who have finally headed up to here swimming in America's garbage. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I wrote about it in the review today, and there's going to be another column about it tomorrow.
Claude Bouchard is with us. I'd like to know how many Canadians share your opinion.
A lot of them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Did you hear about this figure skating controversy? The Russians won, the Canadians were supposed to. You're basically saying, Claude, that you have the right to pull America's license to play hockey.
That is absolutely correct. And you know something, Phil, if I could...
But hold on. You have the right to pull America's license to play hockey, and you will pull the Canadians out of the Afghanistan mission.
That is absolutely correct. And let me enlighten you to something, Phil. Maybe the best thing could happen to hockey is for us to pull the license for America to play hockey. That way we won't have fathers beating each other to death. And I'm sure you remember a little something about that.
I remember that, yes.
Okay. It's absolutely a disgrace what Americans have done with our sport. And I think the best thing we could do right now is to revoke the American license to play the game of hockey, and so that would mean we won't have fathers dragging each other out onto the ice and raking each other's faces across picket fences and driving railroad spikes into the eyes of another man in front of their children that I can't even begin to comment on. But maybe America is still afraid of the Russians. And,
well, I saw that comment that you wrote in the paper today, because I get all the news clippings. You say the United States still has fear.
I think America still has fear of the Russians. Otherwise, they would have gone to bat for Canada, got the gold medal back. But I think America still shakes in its boots when it thinks of Russia. I think Americans are still urinating in their shorts that their mama needed for them when they think of the Russians. I think they are quivering in their beds when they think of the Russians.
And this is my country you're talking about.
Well, it's my country that you are depriving a gold medal of. It's my country that you are bring our Canadian athletes into, and then you slap us across the face with an open hand and say, good little Canadian, here, take another smack, you filthy Canadian. Now go back to your filthy country. Well, we're not to take this anymore. We are sick of it.
You're angry, aren't you?
Yes, I am angry. We are tired of it.
You're a reporter, and you're not being very objective.
Excuse me.
No, you're a reporter, and you're not being very objective right now.
Excuse me. I had appreciated you not telling me my profession, okay?
But your display of emotion does not bespeak a professionalism. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Therese, is it? Or Therese?
Therese.
Therese, go ahead. You're on with Claude Bouchard of the Quebec Review and Phil Hendry. Go ahead.
Mr. Bouchard, I just wanted to say, in comparison of your analogy to the September 11th incident where you helped us, you know, Canada helped us, and comparing something like that where innocent lives were lost, and now you're comparing that to Olympic gold medals.
Well, Canada's put its troops on the line. We've got our boys over in Afghanistan right now, helping out Americans.
That.
And what are you doing for us? You slap us across our face.
But apples and oranges. This is a gold medal.
They
were innocent lives that were lost.
The Canadian nation values the gold medal. If we don't win the gold medal in the Olympics, especially the Winter Olympics, which are the most important Olympics for the Canadian nation, we are humiliated, and it is almost as if you tied us to a tree and buggered us in front of our children.
Well, wait a minute, man. That is an extreme thing to say.
No, it is not. You don't understand the importance of the Winter Games for a Canadian nation.
Sir, I think we had a very similar incident a few years ago with our own Americans, where Michelle Kwan and Tara Lipinski
I forgot. I forgot. And then, of course, when you parade our flag through your stadium, you parade it upside down as you did at the World Series. How much more insult do you think the Canadian nation can take from you Americans who think that you can crap and I will smell it and say, it's lilacs? No. I'm sorry.
No, you just need to leave it in the hands of God, and what goes around comes around.
Leave it in the hands of God. Listen,
the September 11th incident is horrible, is absolutely deplorable, and I've never had the privilege of visiting your country.
What's the difference?
But if everybody feels like you do...
What's the difference?
We have people in this world like you that believe that an Olympic gold medal, which is a game, which is a sport,
that is the blood
is,
game
is
of the lifeblood of my nation.
To a September 11th incident, where
the September 11th incident, you
millions
lost
of
Americans.
People were affected, and we appreciate all
and
the
millions
support
of
we've
Canadians
got.
Are being affected. The September 11th, well, you lost people on this skating. We lost our gold medal to the Canadian.
Well, I think
lose
you just
gold
got
medal.
A follow protocol and do what's proper.
A Canadian would rather die, than lose a gold medal.
You're really getting emotional, man.
I am emotional. And what about?
I feel for you, sir. I feel for you because I think to myself, if you're getting that excited over something like this, what we as Americans have been doing for the past 5 months.
You've been doing the same thing. Somebody blows up a building, but you go back to watch One Life to Live.
We had lives lost, sir. We had lives lost. Innocent people. Millions of people were affected. You're talking about a gold medal.
Millions of innocent Canadians.
An adoration.
Millions of innocent Canadians have been tied to a tree and buggered in front of their children because of the...
Oh, man, you're making some extreme comparisons. And by the way, if I may, that upside down flag incident...
Yeah, what do you say about that?
It was a mistake made by the U.S. Marine Corps, and they requested that they be able to carry the colors again. They felt horrible about it, and...
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, the Marines, that's all we get from Americans. We're sorry. We didn't mean to crap into your cereal bowl. Here, have some sugar. No. Not for Canada anymore. You will not play hockey, and that is the final decision that will be made by our Board of Review.
Right,
you know, the sad thing is you sound like a child that's been scorned, that you're not allowed to play with me anymore because you've taken my toy.
Who has the back of your Marines in Afghanistan? Canadian boys, that's who. As we sit there watching the Americans eat their Pop-Tarts that they got from home in the little kit from Mama, and what our boys are eating, whatever they can find on the ground over there. And,
oh, bull crap.
You have the authority of speaking all of this, of some type of power behind what you speak.
Moose.
You have people to back you.
All right, listen, Therese, thank you. I got a break.
Hold on.
Thank you very much, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Well, that's wild. That's Claude Bouchard of the Quebec Review, who says that America needs to go to bat for Canada on that gold medal, that America can get the gold medal for the Canadians, and America owes Canada that, considering the fact that we've carried their flag upside down, that we have backed them up in Afghanistan, and that they gave us hockey, and what we've done is turn it around and have fathers killing each other. Wow. You can tell the guy's really obviously angry. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
On the line with me is Claude Bouchard, writer for the Quebec Review. He is claiming he's a sports writer, and he claims that the Canadians have not been backed up by America. They lost a gold medal to the Russians, and we as Americans are not backing up the Canadians because you say we're still afraid of the Russians.
There's no doubt in my mind, Phil, that that's part of it. I'm absolutely convinced that you people in America have still not lost your juvenile fear of the Russians, that you want to back us up, even though we've got the best ski resorts, even though we've got the best comic actors, and that we can license you to play hockey.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lois, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
My name is Lois Coleman.
Yes, dear, go ahead.
I'm calling from Texas, and I'm
from Quebec City.
The Americans are terribly upset about the fact that the Canadians lost. They absolutely had won that medal, and they were robbed of it.
Well, they better do something about it, you know?
Well,
I mean, what are they doing about it? It's one thing to cry the big crocodile tears and say, oh, we care about Canada.
I'm a private citizen.
All we ever get from Americans is all of that, you know?
All right, well, let the lady say what she's going to say.
Well, I would just like to say that everybody I have talked to, and I've talked to a lot of people since this happened, and everybody's terribly upset.
Well, thank you, Lois. You know, because what it's like for Canadians is, I said it before, can you imagine being tied only by your hands to a tree while some big rough guy in overalls just does it to you in the butt in front of your children?
I beg your pardon. You're awfully crude.
No,
I don't think it's necessary that way.
That's what America's doing to Canadians. That's
you're terribly wrong. Everybody I know likes Canada, and I don't know where you're getting your information from. You must have a personal vendetta against the American people.
No, I don't. I love America. I used to love America.
I don't think you do. Everybody I know likes Canada and the Canada people.
Oh,
and
they like us. You know why they like Canada? They can come up and go 2-for-1 on the dollar. They bring up their funny-looking green money, spend it all at our ski resorts. And then they watch all of our great comedians like Mike Myers, Jim Carrey, all of the great comics. But guess
what,
Lois?
Why do your comedians come to America, then, if it's so wonderful?
Because you people are in so need of a laugh, it's not even funny. You are so desperate.
You're in need of being told how to act and not be rude and
crude. Yeah, Claude, you're being a little rude. I mean,
how was I rude? All I said was that what you people did to Canada is like tying us to a tree.
We did not. Why don't you get mad at France and some of those other countries that went in with Russia and did this to you?
France, what did France do?
The American judge voted for your skaters because they deserved it.
America is in Afghanistan right now, and they're doing everything they can to mess up the Al-Qaeda and all of them people. But can you go to bat for us?
I'm not going to fight the Afghanistan war. I'm telling you that everybody I have talked to...
You're never going to play... Do you play hockey?
No, I don't play hockey. Boy, you sound
like a kid
with a big stick.
Wait a second.
You sound like you're just walking in with a baseball bat and going to knock everybody down.
Yes, that's a good point, Lois.
Because we're not doing what you think we should do.
No, I'm just saying, look at Lois, I don't have anything against you. You sound like a nice lady, but forget about any kid playing hockey in America for a next generation.
Well, this is your problem. You've got
this lady's
problem.
Probably doesn't even know what side of the street we drive on. What do you think side of street we drive on up in Canada?
I absolutely don't know. What does that have to do with
it? Oh, look at that. That's pathetic,
man. They deserve the goal. Why should I have to know what side of the street you drive on?
You drive on the right side.
I'm telling you, would you please let me finish my sentence?
Okay.
I am telling you that I think that Jamie and David deserve more than deserve the gold. And everybody I have talked to feels the same way.
Well, it's all over now because
you're blaming the American people for them not being given the gold.
It's one thing, Lois, to say that they deserve it now, but America bent over and handed an economy-sized jar of Vaseline to the Olympic Committee.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Yeah, this is really...
Just you Americans never come through to help us.
I won't talk to anybody that's so confused.
Oh, get out of here.
I thank you for letting me express my opinion. I hope Jamie and David get to go.
Yes, Lois, thank you. Didn't you hear
Bye-bye.
What that lady said? She's supporting you.
No, but she doesn't understand. Well, you know, you're right. She's a good lady, and I should take out my anger on the appropriate people, which are all the a-holes that play hockey in America.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show, back in a moment.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Pulling Peter Jennings off the air, too. You know, these are all different.
You can't pull Peter Jennings off the air. I know Peter Jennings is Canadian. Hold on. This is the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Claude Bouchard. The Quebec Review is the paper he works for. What do you mean pulling Peter Jennings off the air?
It's part of the fact that he has a visa, that he's been working, a work visa in the United States. Peter Jennings is a Canadian, and that you seem to have taken a great love for him, and that's fine, and I hope that you didn't become too attached, because we can pull him off the air, because I think it's a disgrace that Peter Jennings decided to give up the job he had in Canada, which is to host a game show. I think he's hosting an afternoon dance show, a teen party, and he went to America, and he got a job at the network, and decided that he was going to ride the American phallic symbol. But and Wayne Gretzky, all of these people that we have given to you and that you have enjoyed, I'm telling you right now, we want the gold medal. You're fighting Al-Qaeda, you're fighting the Taliban, you get that gold medal, or Peter Jennings can come back to Canada and start hosting Canadian Bandstand like he did.
Well, I don't know what his career was like. 1-800-449-8686. Chris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Yes, sir. Chris. I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to say that as a Canadian, I'm quite offended by this individual speaking on behalf of a majority of Canadians. I don't even believe this guy is a writer. I think it's complete hoax.
You're welcome to call my editor if you want to.
You know what? You're from Quebec anyways. We don't take you seriously.
Well, you know, that's...
You know,
difficult.
I mean,
that's
to be on the air and to speak like that about a whole nation as the U.S. and on behalf of Canadians,
that's right.
I think you're a disgrace, sir.
Hey,
I think we are fine.
You,
we have lost the gold medal. But you know what? Us Canadians, we take it as
you want to bend
a
over
proud
that,
nation
Chris.
And move on.
Hey, Chris,
we don't cry.
Hey, how much of this do you want to bend over for? How much of this do you want to bend over for? Why don't you stand up and
you know what? There is no bending
this.
Over, sir.
That's
you must
what's
be quite, you know, we're, you know, you got to be manly about this.
Manly,
I don't think you are.
Being
you know,
a man does not mean...
To say things like this on the air and to speak for a whole nation, 32 million people... nowhere near. Maybe a couple of people do understand what you're saying, but they wouldn't be as vocal
Shania
and as
Twain,
asinine
Celine Dion,
as you have been
Alanis
on the air.
Morissette, Brian Adams.
Think about people as
but
a nation.
Who?
I don't believe so. You know what? I feel for Saleh and Peltier as a Canadian, but to go on and to speak that the Americans should fight for us. You know what? We'll fight our battles
every
ourselves
a Canadian,
as well.
We are
happy to be
we've not only
very
fought
proud
for ourselves,
to be neighbors
we have to fight
the Americans
for America too.
And for you to be saying things
all right, hold
like
on,
that,
Chris. I want to ask. I want to ask Claude a question. What did you mean? You not only fight for Canada, you fight for America.
Ever since the Canadian Dominion, we have not only had to fight our battles, but America has never had a problem asking us to join in their battles, and we have bled our blood for American causes. Over 100 years now, I'm
and
saying...
And Americans have not fought
America
for us as well?
Has never fought for us. What have they fought for us?
Come on.
All they have to do is get us a gold medal, and they would rather
they
see
don't
us...
Have, it's not up to the Americans to give us the gold medal.
Let me tell you something. Peter Jennings, what's he doing
well, what
in America?
What does Peter Jennings have to do with this?
He's a Canadian,
you know
and he's
what?
Down there sitting
yeah,
up
so
and down,
an,
going up and down
Canadian.
On the green...
You know what? If he wasn't for the American station, he wouldn't have a job, so let's just be happy about that.
You know that Peter Jennings was the host of the dance show in Canada. Now... Let me tell.
Well, don't you think?
You know what? That was a dance show, and this is national
he's
television.
He's doing some news. Wouldn't he rather be doing news than doing a dance show?
No, he's
that's
down.
What I agree with.
He is down. He greased up the ABC pipe, and he's giving it a ride for all it's worth.
It's not just
God.
Peter Jennings. It's the whole
guys, man. Every time someone kicks a little sand in America's face, they crawl in their bellies like reptiles to get our help, and now they're afraid of the Russians again, and we have to fight. Oh, man, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
You know, sir, I think you're a disgrace to the Canadian public. I have nothing else to say.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you for letting me on the show.
You're a credit to your nationality.
Don't let him talk down to you, Chris.
All right. 1-800-44... I'm not talking down to him.
You're a credit to the Canadian nation. I heard what you said to him. But Peter Jennings is down here greasing up the ABC pipe to take a big ride like the merry-go-round. No. Not me. Not me, my friend.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Michael, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I can't believe that you're an entire country is going to pull everything they've ever done for America to just because of this gold medal. I
yes,
mean, what
that's
do you
right.
want? What do you want America to
you
do?
You know,
I mean,
a long time ago, how old are you, my friend?
25.
You don't remember something that we gave to America as a gift? As a gift, we gave this as a gift in 1972, and America has yet to pay it back. I want you to listen to this, Phil. Do you have it?
Do you have it queued up? Okay, Craig's got it.
Listen to this. This is something. Now, Michael, this is a singer by the name of Anne Murray. Do you know this name?
Of who?
Anne Murray. Do you know who she is? Listen to this.
Beneath this glowing metal
gold. Yeah. Isn't that the toe tapper?
The unborn grass lies waiting for us.
Huh?
All I want to know is,
Michael,
what do you expect the Americans to do about this?
I expect the Americans to take Peter Jennings and expel him from the nation. And
okay, not Peter Jennings. The gold medal. I believe they...
I want them to go to the Russians and physically remove the gold medal from them to tell them that they are not entitled to it because the judges were drunk or stoned or were on crank.
Okay, so why are you blaming Americans and not the judges?
I want America to publicly accuse the ice-dancing judges of being crack addicts, of having smoked a big fat rock before they started to judge. Yes, that's what I say. Michael, what do you think of that?
Well,
you're
I
insane.
Don't care about ice dancing. I'm talking about ice skating.
Well, whatever this sport, I don't even know what the sport is.
Oh, you're a real, you're a real fan. You don't even know what sport it was.
Yeah, I don't know, some crap.
And if I could, you know that I would fly.
Ice skating.
Okay, it was figure skating. Figure skating. But listen to this, toe tapper. We gave this as a gift. We brought it to the altar of American culture, and we said, you have given us so much great music, from Elvis Presley, of course, all the way to the Beach Boys, and also very much more. May we now give to you, America, a little toe tapper from the Canadian culture. Listen to this.
I'd rather have my eyes gouged out.
You bastard!
I'll second that one.
I would rather... Anne Murray? You're comparing Anne Murray to Jimi Hendrix?
You filthy bastard. What did you say?
I said I'd rather have my eyes gouged out with a grapefruit spoon. What do you think of that?
You filthy, rotten American. We give this to you, and you lift your leg to it?
Could you know that I would fly?
Michael, what do you think?
I just don't understand this guy. I mean, what does he expect us to do? I mean, I think they all out won. I think they won. So on behalf of the American nation, you
get
can
the
have
gold medal. You have to go get... You might as well ride the big pony like Peter Jennings, for all it's worth to me.
Okay, you need to stop
that's great.
Saying that
thanks
your country is being buggered. Do you even know what buggered means?
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that Anne Murray isn't familiar with, I'll tell you that. From what I've been hearing.
All right, thank you very much. Turn it off! It's driving me nuts! Turn it off!
Oh, okay. We gave this to America as a gift on a pillow, almost as if a small gem, and we came to you like children, We said, here, you gave us Jimi Hendrix, you gave us the Beach Boys, you gave us Elvis. May we present to you a small, tiny teardrop of a pearl from our culture. Listen to this. Huh? Is it toe tapper from the Canadian nation to you?
It sucks.
You are a filthy scum piece of... I hate you.
Dude, I'm going to hang up on you, but I'll keep listening to the song.
Okay.
Piece of crap. All right. No, it's actually a very nice song. What I like about Anne Murray is how much she's masked her lesbianism over the years. 1-800, I'm joking, of course. I have no information. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Was that interesting? By the way, that was me doing the voice of Claude Bouchard. Thanks, Janice. That was me doing the voice of the character Claude Bouchard, the writer for the Quebec Review. I don't even know if there's such a paper. And those were real people. including real Canadians calling in. Now, did you hear that one guy, that one Canadian from Toronto, talking to the character we were doing? Because he's from Toronto, and the character we were doing was from Quebec, and he talked to him like he was a piece of dirt. How'd you like to live up there with their problems that they've got between Quebec and the rest of the, like, the English-speaking? See, this is what we're afraid of in California. It's not that we, well, I don't want to speak for anybody else. It's not that I got a problem with Mexicans or Mexican-Americans. I don't. I love Mexico. I love their culture. I vacation. It's my favorite place to go. It's my favorite place to go and chill is Mexico. My problem is simply this. If you eventually allow Spanish to be spoken in California, and if it becomes a primary language and the culture becomes primary, then you run the risk of the very same thing happening in California that has happened in Quebec with French-speaking Canadians. It doesn't bring your country together, man. It rips it apart. Now, you got to understand this, and a lot of people don't. But here is the way it is. To be an American, to be a member of any society, you have to be a certain kind of thing. Oh, really? I mean, you can be anything you want, I thought. No, but just hear me out, okay? Don't get all over the top with me. Just listen for just a second. To be an American is to be a citizen of a country. And to be the citizen of a country, one must conform to certain behaviors, appreciations of laws, certain appreciations of culture. Yes, that's right, to be an American. Being a citizen is the beginning. But I could call myself an American and live in my house and never go out and never talk to anybody and never interact with the human race and just get, like, checks from my dad's trust fund. Oh, am I an American? No, I'm just some loser living in a room. In order to be an American, you have to speak English. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think you've proven. You haven't proven anything. In order to be a member of our society, you must speak English. You must. And people who say that you don't have to, or that we could actually get along as a bilingual society, are ignoramuses, do not understand culture, don't understand history, and all you got to do is look north to Canada and the hate. And I'm not talking about just a moderate amount of disrespect or they don't get it or whatever. The hatred that exists between the English-speaking Canucks and those frogs over in Quebec. They can't stand each other's living guts. And that's what we're in the risk of falling into in the States, man. It's as simple as that. I don't care if you think that it's racist. You know it's not racist. I'm not being racist. And it's not being culturally ignorant. One must conform to a certain set of norms and behaviors to be a member of a culture, to be a part of a culture and a member of a society. It's as simple as that. If you don't understand that, you're not very bright. It's not that you disagree with me. You're just not very bright. Know what I'm saying? Okay, great. Now let's move on to the fun stuff here. Greta Van Susteren, as I mentioned last hour, I just have to say this again, is beating Erin Brown at CNN. Now, Greta Van Susteren, you may not know who she is, but believe me, if you saw her when she was on CNN and now you see her on Fox, you'd never forget her. She had an eye job. Her eyes, she looks good. I mean, I'm not kidding. Am I kidding or am I? Come on, Chris. I know you have exacting standards when it comes to women, but can't you? Well, the breast enhancement does help, yeah. But I thought the eye job. Anyway, she's pounding Erin Brown into the dust. Van Susteren averaged 999,000 viewers February 4th through the 8th, compared with 684,000 for Brown. And anyway, I can't figure it out, but I think a lot of it's got to do with the fact that when she's talking to you after the eye job, she's got the big wide-eyed, bug-eyed look, and she's like she's paying attention to you, right? She's like, hi, I'm Greta Van Susteren, and my eyes are wide, and I'm looking at you, and things are going on. As opposed to Erin Brown, who's sucking his thumb, and he's chewing his nails, and he's got his thumb up his butt, and he's looking around, and he doesn't want to really make too much contact with the camera, because he's afraid that, what the hell is going on? This studio is a construction site. Now listen to this. I'm doing a nationally syndicated radio show, so they tell me, and I got a guy pounding nails out in the hall. Anyway, Aaron Brown, with the big bug-eyed grin on his face, he ain't long for the world. I'm going to make a prediction. That guy ain't getting it done. Listen to, now my engineer is out in the hall, folks. We've just had an incident. My engineer's in the hall beating up on people. Did you go out and kick some butt? He yelled at him. Do these guys know what a light that says on air means? They understand what that, what were they doing?
Putting in new carpet.
Yeah, Greta's new Popeye look is just, it's marvelous. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number to call here on the Phil Hendry Show. Check out our website, philhendrieshow.com. This is an astounding thing. As a matter of fact, we have got people who are saying to us now as members of the Phil Hendry website, because you have to have a backstage pass to actually listen to the audio on the site. They're telling us, this is fantastic because now if I miss a show, I can go back and listen to a show that I might have missed. I got the 30-day archive for people who do not live in coverage areas that are covered by the radio stations that carry our show. They can listen to the show online. People who have left the city where our show was being carried, and now they're living someplace out in the hinterlands, out of the middle of a windswept plain or steppe. Now, if they have internet access, they can listen to our program. The 30-day archive, you can hear any show from the past 30 days. Listen live. You can listen to me do the show live or on demand whenever your schedule permits. Our audio archives are jam-packed with classic bits from throughout the years, going back as far back as our days in the Twin Cities. You have a favorite guest? The archive has a special section highlighting each character full of classic to recent stuff. And we have a webcast archive. In case you missed the first ever Phil Hendry Show webcast a few months back, we've got it archived on the site for you to enjoy. Not only can you watch me perform the show, but also as a bonus, watch our show prep. It's all there on the website, philhendryshow.com, philhendrieshow.com, and it's only $6.95. All right. Martin, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, what's up?
How are you, man?
I want to comment about those remarks, which I thought were racist about budding society and culture, history, all of that.
You don't even know what racist means.
Well,
you can't even define it. If you thought what I said is racist, you not only can't define it, I don't even know if you can spell it.
Okay, now
race is race. I'm talking about nationality and language. Race has nothing to do with language.
Okay.
Race is black, Caucasian. Some people would tell you that there is no such thing as race, but anthropologists tell us we have a basic Negroid, Caucasoid, Australopoid, and Mongoloid humanity. That's the race.
Okay,
you happen to be a white. So, Martin, you're a white man because you're Hispanic. I'm a white man, so I can't be racist because you're a white man.
No.
You're a new. So you're an anthropologist now, and you're going to tell me there's a new race called the brown Mexican Hispanic race. Is that it?
I am Mexican.
Hey, man, go back to school. Give me a call. 1-800-449-44. Forget the number. It doesn't, I can't remember it. I can't even spell it.